Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. And when he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "I also will ask you one question. And if you tell me the answer, then I also will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where did it come? From heaven or from man?" And they discussed it among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from man, we are afraid of the crowd, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not.' But afterward he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him." Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance." And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.' Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking about them. And although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds, because they held him to be a prophet. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Dale Hilsman from Bethany Lutheran Church in Wellington, Ohio.
Our devotion is based on Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 27. But here we see Jesus' authority being challenged. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him while he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask also you one thing, which if you tell me, I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John was from what source, from heaven or from men?" And they began reasoning among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Then why didn't you believe John?' But if we say from men, we fear the people, for they all regard John as a prophet." And answering Jesus, they said, "We do not know." And he also said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But here we see one of the more common symptoms of humanity's original sin. It is our disobedience of authority and abuse of authority. And I'm talking about legitimate authority here. Authority is disobeyed in the sense that we hear the word stop in the name of the law. We keep on running and hiding. And authority is abused when a person occupying a position of trust takes sinful advantage of another person. Now, Jesus' authority was challenged by the religious authorities of his day, the chief priests, ruling elders of the people. They approached Jesus in the temple and disturbed his Bible study, we could say. They always wanted to trap and discredit the Lord. They were jealous of their positions. They always wanted to get something on Jesus. They were suspicious of anyone who could think and act for himself, especially if they were doing this on the basis of God's word. Now, doesn't this sound a little bit like the Lutheran Reformation we just celebrated? The fight to uphold and assert the authority of Scripture alone? Well, they asked Jesus, by what power, permission do you perform miracles and teach Scripture? A legitimate question, yes, but a trap. The Lord knew the foolish resentment behind the inquiry. So in keeping with his teaching methods, the Lord wanted the priests and the elders and all the listeners there and people today to come to the conclusion on their own because the Scripture reveals these answers and we should study them. Who was he? Who sent him? He is the Son of God, the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, the gracious Savior of souls. And oh, if these men would have confessed the faith with Peter's confession, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. But no, their sinful nature refused the authority of Scripture and the authority of the Son of God. Jealousy, blinded by self-interest, took precedent. And so they said, we don't know. Well, nothing changes with respect to the sinful human nature, does it? Human nature is even ignorant of this question and who Jesus really is, or if it does know something about it, desires to skip over and omit the real reason for Jesus' work on earth. And what's that? God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting our sins against us. Did you catch that, friends? Jesus has already reconciled you to God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and he no longer, because of Christ, counts your sin against you. If the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Friends, by way of Jesus' cross, God has declared you not guilty, and he's given you the perfect righteousness of his Son. Your pardon and forgiveness, your eternal life, your salvation are a reality. It's the kindness of God that leads you to repentance of sins, and that gracious, undeserved kindness gives you the faith to trust your reconciliation and peace with God. And all the trappings and snags and doubts and religious confusion in this world, try to push that trash aside and focus on the words of Scripture concerning the Savior who has purchased you and made you his own possession. God give you the grace to do this. God bless you this day. Amen.
We thank Pastor Dale Hilsman from Bethany Lutheran Church in Wellington, Ohio, for today's meditation on God's Word.